You're listening to the Beer Elves Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
And we rate some beers. We tell you what we think. We rate snacks as well. We tell you what we think. And today we're going to be doing a blind taste test like we've done so in the past.
Yes, sir.
There is one small difference, and that's going to be instead of an IPA blind taste test, sorry, we're going to be doing a stout.
Sweet.
Blind taste test.
That is great news.
So
Rob's probably excited.
Yeah, he's ecstatic. So the rules for this one are going to basically be...
No looking.
What's that?
Unsolicited advice and no looking.
Yeah. So we're gonna taste it. Just what we're going to say what we taste and what we think the alcohol percentage is. And then we're going to figure out what the beer is at the end. At the end, we'll reveal it and see who's closest.
Sorry if I'm wrong.
Well, no, this is... you can't be wrong. There's no room for error, dude. Come on.
All right.
It's like Price is Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You try to get it as close as you can.
We're going to get like the Benny Hill concert song or whatever that introduction song going in the podcast.
That one? Okay.
Which one is that? Age to know that.
Yeah, unfortunately. But you know, it's okay.
Do you know that one, Rob?
No.
Oh, here we go. I just dated myself.
Yeah, Rob looked at us like we were insane, so it's all good.
No, I do not know that.
Okay, what I do know is our first beer will hopefully be good.
Okay.
That makes no sense, but it's all good. All right,
let's go. So we're going to go blind taste test, but then you're going to describe the beer...
Afterwards? Right after we...
we're going to take a sip.
Do the rating ourselves.
We're going to say what we taste.
Yeah, he's going to explain it.
Right, and then, after. We can rate it as well, and then we'll look at it right after that. We're doing four beers tonight as well. So...
Right. You shouldn't have told me they were all stouts, because we had that dark lager, but I wouldn't have been able to. I would have thought maybe it was a porter.
Yeah, really, but it's not made to throw you off. It's just made to see what you think.
All right.
So it's all good. All right. So this one.
You're only trying a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah.
You can leave the rest for us.
Exactly. I'm okay with that.
I know Dan is. I'm not really, but.
You are.
Yeah, it depends on how good this is.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
crack it, Dan. I don't know why Let's you're trying to explain here.
Now
just crack it open and start pouring. Let's do this.
I wasn't cracking anything open, man.
Guys,
come on.
We don't have all night. I want to drink this beer. I don't want to look at it.
Well, this one is brown, so...
Uh-oh, it's going to be exactly what Robin wanted.
It's definitely looks different than a regular stout. It's like...
Almost like a porter.
Hazy brown.
It's like a caramelly kind of brown. So, let's see what happens here.
It looks nice.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad. I'm kind of curious myself. All right, I'll pass this down. Let's give it a shot.
It's like a roulette.
What are we smelling?
Chocolate.
Yeah, definitely smell chocolate. Smell kind of like a wafer or something.
You smell a wafer?
Yeah, it's kind of like wafery and chocolatey.
Yeah, like those chocolate wafer sticks or whatever they're called. I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, I think this is going to be like a dessert stout or a pastry stout. That's what it smells like.
Pastry.
This smells like, something along the lines of what you're saying about, I think, caramel.
Caramel?
I don't know.
Yeah, or vanilla. I can see that.
Or vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla for sure. Definitely vanilla. Smell vanilla.
It could be vanilla. Maybe that's the caramel.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. No dank. There's no dank in there whatsoever. No.
Percentage guy. Oh,
we're going to drink first.
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Let's see what this is.
Let's drink it first.
Yeah. Percentage is right after.
Okay.
Mm. Six.
I'm getting that chocolatey kind of flavor. I'm getting that wafer-ish taste. Kind of like what I was smelling. Not getting the caramel. I get a little bit of vanilla at the end.
Almost like a dark chocolate. You know that chalky taste you get? A little bit of dark chocolate.
Yeah. I could see that.
Bold flavor.
This is definitely a pastry stout for sure. Because it is kind of sweet. It is chocolatey. I'm going to go with 6.5%.
Okay. 7.2.
Ooh, 7.2. Okay. Robin?
Well, I blurted out 6 at the
beginning. Oh, you said 6. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
What are you rating this? What's your rating, like, overall?
Overall, for what it is, I would say this is a 7.2.
Okay. I say 7.5 for rating.
I like Mikey, so I'm going to say like a solid 9. This is good.
9?
Like,
okay.
Yeah, and right, you can probably drink
Let's open it
quite
up
a bit of it.
Yeah, you definitely can.
It's nice. It's really nice.
That's why I don't think it's high. That's why I think it's not high alcohol, but
yeah, it's not a heavy beer.
No, not at all. If I can get it out of the koozie because it's stuck here.
You know, there?
Yeah, but you want to enjoy two or three of these.
You want to pull?
No, I just want to like this.
In the bottom.
Yep, there we go.
I don't think it's barrel aged.
All right, so what we got?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's an oatmeal stout.
It's an oatmeal stout.
With
it's
cacao.
With cocoa.
Wafer.
Yeah, wafer.
Cacao, wafer, vanilla,
and lactose. Okay.
Ooh, it's Kit Kat, guys.
Oh, so, yeah, it's based off Kit Kat.
Exactly right.
This is Counterpart Brewing based out in Niagara Falls. This is their Roller series. So
I'm
Roller,
very surprised.
Like, yeah, Roller Imperial Stout, 6%. So you got it right on the money. Excuse me, burp there. Oops. It's got the, it says Roller. It's a red background. It says Roller with red lettering and a white background just around the Roller. It's got the white dice on it. It's a Kit Kat flavor.
What was the brewery?
Counterpart. Based in Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls. Thank you, Counterpart.
Cheers, guys. That was wicked.
Yeah, that was actually really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Not a bad first one, I'd say.
What do we got up next, Danny?
We're going to feature just two snacks because we're doing four beers today, and I don't want to kill us with too much stuff.
Beautiful.
So our first snack comes to us from the place that's that not too many people in Canada are happy with. This comes from the U.S. They are called Andy Caps. They are onion rings, and they are hot, according to the flavor. Andy I'm Caps. Excited. Yes. And it looks pretty cool. The packaging.
This was purchased before the trade war.
Yes, this is purchased way before them. Okay. So the packaging, it's basically half like a dark, shiny blue. It says Andy Caps and white lettering around it. It says onion rings in like a kind of like a flaming-ish red, like a spicy red. And it says hot on the bottom there in big letters as well. It's got pictures of the onion rings in the background, the bottom half. Overall, packaging, you know what you're getting? I'm going to give this an 8.
Yep, 8 is a proper number. Good, solid colors.
Yeah.
And the guy's kind of cool, too.
Yeah, that's right. There's like an English snooty-looking guy with his hat and his mustache. And is that a pipe he's got? It's an onion ring. My bad.
Oh, it's an onion ring.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8.5 because if I saw that and I saw hot, onion rings, hot, cool, let's see.
Try it.
Try it, right?
Yeah, at least a try.
You'd be definitely inclined to want to try it for sure.
It's not a big package, so you're like, all right, if I don't like it, I'll toss it.
Yeah, it's not a...
I'm just hoping
56 gram bags. It's a standard.
Size.
Standard size enough. For snack.
It's not difficult to open. Mm-hmm. I hate those new bags.
Pop.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, you got to put the force of God into it, and you're like,
yeah, you can't.
And then you're like, well, I'm gonna break this
because they're just trying to seal everything so that it lasts friggin' longer on the damn shelves.
So these are corn and oat snacks. So they basically look like a round Cheeto of sorts.
So I anticipate I'm gonna like this.
I smell spice.
So, oops, I took out two.
Oops. Yeah.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah, they're good.
Kick ass. I like.
Got a little bit of spice in the background. Nothing crazy, but.
And spice aftertaste.
Yeah.
It's nice.
The flavor, it's good. It's like a spicy barbecue-ish kind of flavor. It's not, it's not greasy.
It's not greasy or salty.
It doesn't hang around.
No.
I don't know if it's salty. I'm pretty sure it's salty. Because I can crunch on that.
But it doesn't taste like overly salty.
Exactly. Wow, it's a... Yeah, that's easy. This is an 8.5. This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is really good. I say 8.5.
You drop this in a bowl, people are going to be happy.
Yeah. Especially people... I mean, obviously you got like spicy stuff, but for a spicy snack, well done.
You got to fill a bowl. You got to buy 5 or 6 of these.
Yeah, you're trying not to like kill people, right?
One.
Yeah, of course. We'll give them
here,
whatever.
Have more.
Exactly. Here, take more. It's okay.
Let me know how it works out in the morning. The burning ring of fire. The Johnny Cash song.
Fell into a burning ring of fire for sure. All right. So our next one. A beer here.
Okay.
So, do you want to do me a favor? You want to actually pour this? I need to grab one more item off our shelf there.
Sure.
So,
do it up. I mean,
I'll let you pour.
This shouldn't be too hard.
Good luck. Godspeed. May the force be with you.
No foam. Half sweet.
Mm. Okay, that's looking like black. A standard stout. Yeah, it's dark.
This one looks wicked.
This one looks, it's like, yeah, it's black. Definitely a dark stout for sure.
Wow, that's coffee.
Oh, coffee through and through. That's what I'm smelling.
I mean, that's pretty straightforward. Unless Robin says it's, too cream, too sugar.
That's burnt coffee. That's burnt coffee.
Yeah, it smells like a burnt coffee. Yeah, exactly. I don't think there's anything else I can smell.
Dark roast.
That's something we were just talking about just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Burnt coffee. So that's a great smell.
Hopefully Robin likes it, but let's give it a taste.
Probably only in his drinks.
Wait, are we rating anything or no?
Not yet.
We got to drink it first.
Supposed to drink it. Percentage.
Good coloring.
Yep.
Yeah. It smells fantastic.
Tastes exactly how it smells.
It's like a morning coffee.
It's pretty light tasting.
It's a coffee.
Yeah, it's just
it's a coffee stout.
It's a standard coffee stout. Not really getting much more out of it. Just a straight up, maybe a little bit of maltiness, but more coffee than anything.
Yeah, no aftertaste.
No aftertaste. It's pretty smooth, and it tastes very light.
Guys, did we talk about the percentage on the last beer?
We did.
Oh, okay. Who's closest?
He got it right on. It was 6%.
Oh, shit. Okay. I missed that.
You said 7.2.
I'm going to go higher for this one. You're saying 7.2?
No. He said on the last one. What are you doing for this one?
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say it's got to be closer to an 8. So maybe do they do 7.7?
You do whatever you want.
7.8.
7.8. Okay, Rob?
No, this is a 7.5.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
It's even lower than that, but I'm pretty sure it's almost close to the last one we had, but.
Really?
Yeah, it might be just a 7.
The coffee's right.
You know what? I'm going to go 8.
Yeah?
Might as well just do 8. Screw it.
Nah, 7.5. I'll stick with
that. I was going to do somewhere around Robin, but I'm going to round up. I'm going to go 8.
Okay.
My rating on this one overall, I give this an 8 as well.
7.6.
8.5.
8.5, okay. Let's get to the big reveal.
You sure can do this, Dan, by yourself?
This one I can. This one slid
right after work. This would go like really well. It's like a pick-me-up coffee.
Okay, so this is from our favorite brewery in Milton, Ontario, Canada.
Woo!
Third Moon,
here we go.
It is called Each Beast a God. It is a double stout. It is 8.5%. It is, the background. It's double stout with coffee. Morning roast. It's background.
What makes it a double stout?
A double stout is essentially just the percentage, so it's usually about 8. It's like a double IPA.
Ah, okay.
So the beans are El Salvador. It says washed, and I can't read the other part because it's washed red bourbon. There we go. The lettering is all red, kind of like looks like almost scrawled up.
Very demonic.
Very demonic. The background is it's the demonic.
The goat.
Yeah, the goat in the background. That's kind of like a silvery, I guess, your beast, And the back is, it's like a silver, and then the actual label itself is black.
It's pretty creepy, guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely creepy, but I'm in it for the beer, so.
Good for Halloween.
But you know what? Honestly, rating wise, excuse me.
It's nice.
Yeah, I'd say this is like worth an 8 as well, like on the label.
8.5, yeah. Shiny.
9. I'm going to give it 9. A 9.
Like the last one, I would say it's probably a 7 on the label. I don't know if we rated it, but this one definitely.
It's hardcore. That looks this like is way better tattoo. Than that. Like last somebody one. Could get a tattoo like that and you'd be like, you just. Yeah.
I got that off of a beer can.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I got it. Now I'm trying to do like a really bad Arnold Schwarzenegger. What's that, sorry?
Can we have more onion rings?
You can have some if you'd like. Yeah, okay.
We'll just have a little bit of onion rings and do another beer. You might, and then we'll do a snack after that.
We're doing another beer. Exactly. That's what we're doing.
Oh, so.
But
sweet.
That might ruin your palate, but hey, go for it.
Nope.
Perfect. But we're not worried about palates. Come on, guys.
All right.
Shit.
Quel dommage.
This guy's grabbing like a snack, a snackful.
All right. We're going to move on to our next beer. This one. You okay there with the bag? Yeah, no. I need more crinkling right now, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, because you were not talking during that little part there.
Yeah, so
I don't know if I
don't know if I could talk over that either. But anyways, okay.
Static.
Let's get this one here.
Uh-oh. Sorry, guys. No palate, but, it's all good. What do we got
next? Okay, so I know it's a red can. Pretty much. That's all I know. This is just as dark as the other one.
But this is going to be lighter for sure.
Maybe. Red can. Looks like a little bit of a party going on.
This is a party going on. Four stout straight. One after another. That's
this
a party.
This is definitely a party. All right. Let's see what we smell.
It's hard.
This one's a tough one, Dan. I'll leave this one to you because I'll follow your steps on this one. I don't know.
Smells like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like a Coca-Cola. I was going to say a little bit of caramel, possibly. I'm not smelling much malt or any coffee.
Maybe it's an amber or something?
Yeah, it's Coca-Cola. Maybe like a hint of vanilla. I can smell.
Vanilla?
Maybe.
It's a tough one.
That's because caramel and vanilla, it's kind of... But other than that,
no
not really...
No coffee?
No, nothing like that.
Other than that, yeah, to me it just smells like a... It smells almost like a...
Like pecan and all that kind of stuff. I don't smell any of that.
No, I don't. To me, it smells almost like an amber ale.
Amber, exactly.
Or like a brown ale. That gives you that
brown
caramel
ale.
Smell. That's to me what it smells like.
Brown ale?
This might be a brown ale.
No, this is a stout, but...
Okay, so it's a stout.
let's try it. Cheers, guys.
Percentage?
Very smooth.
No,
the last one was smooth.
Percentage.
The last one was like similar. This
I'll
is
say eight.
I'm tasting kind of similar. I'm tasting like a hint of caramel in it, not much of anything else. I don't know if it's because the last one kind of ruined my palate, but
yeah, maybe. Or the hot fries.
Yeah, maybe that shit ruined it.
Possibly, but
this really is just a stout.
I maybe get a hint of coffee at the end.
I don't think it's coffee.
On the second sip, but...
Yeah, but when you say just a stout, like, this is what a stout should
this
taste.
Is just
like,
a,
not...
Just a standard stout.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't
like
taste
not
like...
Not Guinness.
Exactly. Yeah, no,
not
Guinness.
Guinness,
but it's not
Guinness.
A flavor...
Not Guinness.
It doesn't taste like a flavored
this
stout.
This is a good stout.
This is just a stout.
Exactly.
Not a
this
flavored
is what
stout.
I wanted when I ordered a Guinness way back when.
Yeah, but you didn't get it.
And I was like,
this sucks.
I would say, I mean, the other one was pretty smooth and was 8.5. I'm thinking this is probably going to be around that range. I'm going to go with an 8%. Yeah, that's what... What are you thinking?
That's what I said, 8.
8% eight
yeah,
as well?
I said that earlier.
Oh.
No, man.
What are you thinking?
Has to be a 7.
7, okay.
Has to be a 7.
Now, overall rating, I would say I give this a 7.5.
Out of the last three? We're just out of... general 7.5.
This yeah, it's kind of tough because you're always gauging it by like I really like the
last
roller.
One.
Yeah,
the
but you know what?
The coffee.
It's individual. So for me, based on everything, it's not a terrible beer at all. But I would say about 7.5. I would still drink it again. It's not a flavored stout.
No.
Yeah, this is a 7.
Yeah, but I have to agree with Rob there. 7.
Seven.
Is
okay, so two
seven,
seven, seven
fair,
and a half.
But 7, yeah. But like closer to the 8 scale. Like, so 7.5. I'll give it 7.5.
7.5, like so yeah. Same thing?
It's good. It's good.
It is good.
Way better than good. Anything else.
Better than normal
most
people drink?
Most of the stuff, yeah. Most of, like,
most
the regular stuff.
Yeah,
you buy
generic, it's not bad at all. All right.
Or the limited amount at the LCBO, you mean?
Let's look at this. So this is from Wellington Brewery out in Guelph, Ontario, Canada.
Shit.
It is an Imperial Stout.
Oh.
It is 8%.
Yes.
We got it.
What's the population in Guelph?
I don't know offhand, but I don't really care at this point. So the can...
If you know the population in Guelph, send a comment.
Yeah, exactly right.
We'll send you a hat, maybe?
Maybe.
We could.
So the can, it's all
if
red.
If you're right.
If you're right.
So the can's all red. It's got the boot in the middle. That's their logo, which is basically like a rain boot. A black with a yellow orangey kind of sole.
It's a Wellington, guys.
Yeah, it's a Wellington, exactly.
Google it.
Exactly. And so, yeah, it says Wellington Imperial Stout around it. It says rich, dark, and complex. And as I said, 8%. And it says, let's see here. This bold, full-bodied stout, jet black with a deep tan head and an inviting aroma of dark chocolate and coffee.
No.
With complex roasted malt and... toffee flavors.
It must be very light.
Got a little bit of caramel, so caramel toffee. That kind of makes sense. Alongside a hint of dark fruit. This award-winning stout is a bold flavor experience you can enjoy any time of the year. definitely an all-around stout. This is one of their flagship beers, so you can't get it all year round. It's pretty good. Not too bad at all. I enjoyed it.
That's important, getting it all year round.
Yeah, like that's actually that's a great
point. Will remain
because it's
mentioned.
It's something that they sell.
Get it while you can. And I thought, oh, that's so ugly.
I mean, seasonal beers are great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But being able to, this is the type of beer because it's a flagship beer, you might find it in more places. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but if you know what you like, it's like, okay. Oh, you have nothing else? Give me the one that you have, which is that, which is good.
What I'm saying is if you're at a bar and they're like, okay, we've got, and they've got all just the major brands, and you're like, yeah, okay, whatever. If they have any stouts, there might be a good chance that this might be one of them, right? So not too bad at all. I did enjoy it. Like I said, 7.5 is still really good. I think it's just part of the coffee of stout before may have ruined the flavor a little bit on this one.
Yeah.
But I'm going to let this warm up a little bit because we still have some left in the can. I'm going to try it after. I don't know about you guys, but I want to give it another shot. Maybe it'll be
I'm going to fight Rob.
An 8.5 instead of a 7.5. Either way. Really, really good
Everyone's
stout.
Everyone's fighting over something today.
Still a good stout nonetheless. I'm enjoying it. All right, let's go with our next snack. This one comes to us
from
Australia.
Aussies, yes.
They have not disappointed us so far. They've been fantastic.
Holy shit.
These ones are pods and they're Snickers flavor.
Was anybody from Aussie land watching the podcast?
I believe I did see some Australians on the podcast. They're watching or listening. So
swap beers.
I would have given a shout out, but let's do a little bit earlier. Shout out to the Australians.
Yeah,
and speaking of shout outs, I do have to give a shout out to a friend of mine, Lisa. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Happy
Lisa.
Birthday.
Cheers.
So yes, these are pods. They're Snickers flavored. I don't know what pods are, but it looks like it's a crispy outer shell with a little bit of chocolate powder on top of it and a little piece of Snickers bar inside. That's kind of like what it looks like according to the picture. Cool. It's cream color background. You got big picture of what across. The pod is. Yeah, exactly. It says pods in big letters. It says Snickers in the actual Snicker logo. Not too bad at all. It says creamy Snickers filling. So creamy Snickers filling cradled in a crispy baked wafer, topped off with delicious milk chocolate. All right.
So pods.
Packaging, more like 9 out of 10.
Yeah, easily 9.5. Damn, that's it's right there.
I'll give it a 9.
It's right there, guys.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Now we're going to see what it tastes like. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, but share it with people. Good. Don't eat the whole bag.
Yeah,
of course. You're
going to die. Well, it's 150 grams. Go ahead if you want.
You're going to die.
150 grams. Wow.
I mean, you know, it is what it is, but okay. Oh,
not
looks
individually
like,
packed?
No, it looks like you got chocolate. Okay, so half of it's the wafer, and the other half is the chocolate, so it's inside. But it's not completely wrapped
the
way
around.
Well,
it looks like the
picture. Yeah, it does.
Well, you got nothing.
Got the broken.
I'll take that.
All right. Wait, is that the French side? Oh, that's the back side. Okay.
So not it looks bad. Like, it looks like they took these.
Doesn't taste like Snickers, though.
Not even a half circle. Sphere. Quarter sphere?
It's about a half.
And filled it with chocolate. Like a milk chocolate dollop.
Whatever's supposed to be inside of Snickers, this is not a Snickers inside.
No, it tastes more chocolatey than anything. Well, it says creamy Snickers filling, but Snickers are made, you know, known for their peanuts. I'm not getting any peanut flavor out of it. It's getting more like a creamy chocolate. It's very good, just doesn't taste like Snickers.
It's just like eating one of those chocolates you buy at the bulk barn. Milk chocolate duds.
Yeah, kind of.
Similar, but
with like
a wafer
on the outside.
This is like, it's nice and creamy. It's really like I honestly and truthfully, flavor wise, I give it an 8.5. It just doesn't taste like Snickers.
It throws me off. It says Snickers, and I'm going to give it an 8. It's friggin' good, but it doesn't,
it doesn't have that Snickers.
It would have got a 9, 9.5. If it tastes like, did they put a peanut in there?
That's all you need.
Oh.
Yep.
One single peanut in the middle of that, you crunch down, have all this in one shot, you're like,
Or like crushed peanuts.
Oh, yeah, just
or
like
something.
Little something.
Any
something
kind of peanut. Some kind of peanut flavor, right?
Yeah, it's a big letdown for me. I'm going to say 7. Yeah.
7, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Totally not what I thought it was going to be. No. I was expecting a Snickers bar.
And we were thinking it was going to be fully enclosed, but now the picture makes sense because it's not supposed to be fully enclosed.
Yeah, it's not.
Exactly.
Well, I thought it was just, would have been a good idea.
Yeah. It would have been nice no if hate, it encapsulated.
It would have been. Nonetheless, I mean, Australia has still done a fantastic job with their snacks, and this is still a really good one. I just, if you gave it to me and didn't tell me it was Snickers, I wouldn't have guessed.
But it's okay. Like, I mean, it's just, it tastes like too much chocolate now.
Yeah, it's very, very chocolatey. Feeling.
The filling's nice, but
it's just very chocolatey.
It ain't Snickers.
No.
If you give this to someone and you say, hey, what brand do you think this is? Or what chocolate bar do you think this is? They'll be like, I don't know.
It's milk chocolate? Dud?
Yeah.
The milk dud?
Don't milk duds have caramel in them?
I don't know.
I think they're like caramel.
Well, no maybe. Idea. I'm not that high up on
them. Yeah, me too. I have no clue.
I would totally rather this.
The rings. Again, they're back on the show, guys.
Robin's taking those rings home. Never mind. Touch him.
He's like, I hope so.
That bag's he's gonna disappear really on her so. Way back up.
You touch him, he'll probably fight you for it.
He's gonna take a picture and make sure that when he goes down, down back to the U.S., he's gonna be like, "Yo, stock up.
I got family down there. I gotta go."
Andy caps, man. You can get him in Florida. Do it.
What do we got up next, Danny?
All right,
a black can. Sorry, and a black koozie. So basically,
a unknown beer that is a stout.
Gotcha.
So that's pretty much sums it up.
This is gonna be sweet right here.
It should be.
Cherry
this is,
stout?
This
cherry
is again
stout?
Guaranteed Jeff, this is going to be the best one out of the whole batch.
This is really Jet Black.
You saved the best for last.
That's what I'm talking about. Jet Black. This is a 9 or 10% people. This is what I'm talking about. This one.
You know what? I just caught a whiff of it, and I think Rob, might be right.
Easily, Dan.
Cherry? Has to be. Rob or Robin? That's fine.
Just go. Just take, you know, nice and easy, Dan. Relax. Don't worry.
No, that's all good. I just didn't want to bang the mic.
Robin?
I got that like Chicka Cherry Cola song in my head.
Yeah, no, this is not Savage Garden. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Jet Black. Let's take a smell. All
right.
Savage
Garden. Oh, it is definitely barrel aged. I'd say it's like a bourbon barrel aged stout for sure.
Yeah, the barrel's there.
You smell the liquor.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be high percentage if it's barrel aged. But it smells like just all I smell.
It's got to be imperial, is what you're saying.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, imperial.
This has to be, this is an imperial for sure.
Ooh, but there's chocolate in there
barrel?
For sure.
I don't know if it's barrel.
You getting chocolate? Let me see.
Dark chocolate.
Yeah, you got a little bit there's dark chocolate, but the alcohol is like totally overpowering.
Oh, yeah, this has got to be
this
a 9.
This is barrel-aged. This is 100% barrel-aged.
I'm going to say this might be higher, but let's
like
take
11
a sip.
11 or 10?
This is probably it a 10 and a half or 11.
Well, when we taste, we'll know.
This is a 10 and a half.
Yeah, let's take a sip and see how boozy it tastes.
Boozy. Here we go.
Okay, you get a hit of the bourbon, and then
is there like a fruit flavor in
barrel age.
Yeah, it's kind of like fruity, almost like a date. Oh, is whatever.
Like
date
or plum?
Kind of similar.
Date plum.
It's date plum, kind of like that.
Barrel
age. I get chocolate
and date barrels.
I get chocolate as well.
Chocolate barrels.
This is definitely
not
boozy.
Charred. No charred. There's no charred taste in there.
No.
No charred flavor.
Very,
smell,
very tasty. This is really good, but this will definitely knock you on your ass. I'm going with 12%.
Yeah, you got to share this for sure.
I'm going with 12. Yeah, yeah.
This is 11.
11?
Yeah, my new number is 11, too.
11.
Yeah. I thought originally because by the smell, but yeah.
11.
It's off gassing for sure.
Definitely
this
stronger.
Is,
now, taste-wise, whoa. Overall, I give it a 9.
Fuck, this beats everything that we've had so far. This is a 9.5, guys.
I still like that roller, but I'm going to give it a 9.
Okay.
Still love that roller because that roller had like a
taste.
Yeah, that Kit Kat taste.
Yeah,
that wafer.
It just like,
that
it tastes
wafer.
Like a
I really like the wafer.
And you called it like perfectly on that one too. So
yeah, you picked up on it.
Yeah,
perfect.
Really.
Good job, buddy.
I was impressed.
Okay, so this guy
is impressive too. Like this, you gotta split
shit,
this
yeah.
for sure.
Now we're talking Blood this one, Brothers people.
Yes, it's from Blood Brothers.
Hell yeah.
It is called Francis. It is a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout. It's 11.9%. I said 12.
You got it.
No, he didn't. He
it's
lost.
A bell ringer. What's it? Oh, he went over. Yeah, but
I went over.
Is right. You count chocolate.
Gotcha.
The can, I'm not sure. I think Francis is. I don't know if that's off of like a movie
can
character.
Looks weird. That looks weird.
Splinter.
But it's a person is wearing a mask that covers everything but his mouth.
No, I think his face is painted.
Or paint, well, painted or masked, something like that.
No, it's painted. It's weird. No.
You guys weird. Face.
Nah, he has hosiery
like
on his face.
Or hosiery, yeah.
He has hosiery.
Yeah,
he's about to go steal something, people.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a
he's
hose.
About
yeah, that's
it's
somebody's
a hosiery.
Foot sock.
Yeah, it's and a foot sock over his face.
I'm pretty
up
sure.
Up to his nose.
Yeah, that's exactly. He's trying to look like a ninja, but he's not a ninja, even though he's bald. But
it's like a goof.
He looks like, yeah, exactly. But this is a some movie of alien. Some sort.
It is based off the movies. Yeah, I don't know which movie it is. That's what I'm trying to think. The side, you got a film strip, and it's got clips of them, or what looks like the movie on it. I know because they have one called Patrick Bateman, which obviously is American Psycho. So Francis is another one.
That was a good movie.
And it says Francis in red letters all around him. I don't know. I'm not sure what movie it's based off of.
It would definitely make you look at it.
Yeah, this is
a 9 out of 10 label wise.
Yeah, the label is at least it's a 9 out of 10. I mean, it's almost 360. Colors are nice.
There's a lot going on.
Something to read while you're drinking. Pretty, really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. 9. I'll give it a 9.1.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm going to have to agree. 9. I'll give it a 9.1. Really, all, you know what? All four beers have been great.
Yeah, but you would have to nurse this a little bit.
Well, that's because it's 12% alcohol.
Yeah, you got to nurse this a little bit. You can share this with friends or whoever. It's just like
this. I mean, hey, you want to drink it by yourself? Go for it. But you'll be napping right after. So
yeah, take a nap. It's almost on the cognac side.
Yeah, it's
sipping.
It's nice.
It's a nice beer, but yeah, it's very sweet. It's very strong.
Bourbon barrel, super aged flavored imperial stout. Not just imperial, not just stout, but barrel aged.
That just adds
to it. So, you know, it's on a different class.
It's definitely on a different level, but
high class.
Not too bad. We had a good range of different types of stouts. We had like a pastry stout based off a chocolate bar. We had a standard stout.
Yep.
Coffee.
We had a coffee stout, and then we got the barrel aged stout. Yeah. So we've
covered quite a few bases tonight.
Yeah, we totally did. And honestly, I literally just pulled out whatever stouts we had in the fridge, and I blindly put them in a koozie. I didn't even pay attention.
That's perfect.
One of my favorite nights. I know you've done most of them for for me, so I appreciate
Dan tries
that.
To hold off the stouts for
thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. We know how much you enjoy your stouts, and plus a lot of the breweries that are going to be coming up. A lot of them have IPAs or pale ales. I think there might be even a blonde lager or something like that, but nonetheless, they're no stouts. So figure, okay, I'll save these stouts for you.
So yeah,
wicked.
Thank you. I don't mind some of the blueberry or the blondes
those
kind of things. I don't mind some of those.
I figured.
Yeah,
but not the super
or that lager that we had.
The lagers.
Which one was it? The lot. Oh yeah, okay, that one upstairs. But that was the one that we had on the show.
But nothing too hoppy.
Yeah, it's nothing the hops that really throw me off.
The bitterness or the hoppiness?
Don't know why I've developed that.
Yeah, it's the hoppiness probably. Yeah,
it is what it is, right? A lot of beer is hoppy by nature, obviously, because it's made with hops, but obviously it depends on IPAs which are hops. Aggressively hopped, and some IPAs are more than others, like Third Moon.
Yeah.
They're aggressively hopped, so
you're going to taste more of it. Don't listen to Robin for everything. I mean, hops are really good.
No. Everybody has a different palate.
Hops are good, guys.
Oh, for sure. Now, Blood Brothers, in case, for those of you wondering, if you're not, don't live in Ontario, they're based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. All of these beers, you can get them online.
Yeah. They are bomb.
If you're not in the area, at least look them up. Yeah, check them out and see what they got.
Or whatever. This is great. This is a great sipping.
Shit, you have four people in the room and you just give them just a little, a little 4-ounce cup and give them a little bit of this. I'm telling you.
Everything will go crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
They'll be like, what the hell?
You'll have the odd weird person that'll be like, what?
You always have one dumbass in the room.
Yeah, there's always one, but it's all right. But all four breweries are great. Third Moon and Blood Brothers are one of the favorites for us.
Yes, it is.
But honestly, Counterpart outdid themselves with the Kit Kat. And Robin's going with the Andy Caps. He's putting away the pods. So that might signal the end of this night. So I want to wish you guys happy drinking. And again, don't forget to subscribe. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, name it.
Send us a comment.
Send us a comment. Anything. We're on Instagram as well. Look us up.
Drop a line.
Pictures of everything that we've drank.
That we
try this stuff out and then send your comment.
Oh, that'd be great.
But again, thanks.
Let us know what you think.
Yes. But as I say, thanks for watching. Again, we'll catch you on our next episode.
Stay groovy, people.
Drive safe.